The Big Positive Guy on CCFM 107.5. 107.5.
Good afternoon, listeners, and it's time for Life Lessons with Andre, the Big Positive Guy. Today, I'm delighted to spend some time looking at one of my favorite subjects, and that's passion and purpose. Now, some of you are immediately going to turn the radio down because it's one of those things you're either very clear about your purpose or it's one of those things that you're still searching for. So if you're one of those people that is still searching for your purpose, then this talk is especially aimed at you. So the first thing I want to say is, what is passion? What is purpose? I call them the dynamic duo of a meaningful life. Passion is that fire within you, that thing that makes your heart race and makes your spirit soar. It's that thing that gets you excited. When you do it, you don't get tired. You're looking after puppies, or you're looking after children, or you're exercising. It's that thing that you always want to do. That's your passion. And the good thing about life is that purpose and passion are always very closely related. Purpose is something slightly different. Purpose is the compass that guides your actions. In other words, it's the reason why you get out of bed every morning. It's to say, I'm going out there because I want to make a difference, or whatever that purpose is, whatever that reason is. And together, those two create a rich life with meaning and fulfillment. Now, I remember when I first met my wife when we were in our early 30s, we sat and we chatted and we often spoke about purpose. Many years later, she cried and she told me, she said, every time I asked her what her purpose was, she would give me a whole lot of words, but they're not really, they didn't feel like her absolute purpose. And she only discovered her purpose much later in life. Strangely enough, so did I. I discovered my purpose to be a speaker at the age of 49. So if you haven't discovered it yet, don't stress yourself. There are some very good tools that I'm going to show you today that might give you some indication of what your purpose and what your passion may be. So the first thing I want to say to you is that everything revolving around purpose is based on your value system. In other words, what do you think is really, really important? What are those principles that you hold dear? What matters to you on a fundamental level? Things that you won't accept past this line. And if you can understand what your values are, then your purpose becomes quite easy to identify. So we're going to play a little game today. So what I'd like you to do, and this is an exercise you can do it, and if you'd like to phone in next week or a little bit later on, and tell me how this went for you, I think it's going to be something that might potentially change your life. The first thing that I want you to do is I want you to write down the names of 30 people who know you well. Now, some of you are going to say, but 30 people, that's a lot of people. Just spend a little bit of time, friends, family, people from the church, anyone that you know that you think will be able to give some guidance in your life. Write their names down. And then I want you to ask them the following question. WhatsApp them this question and say, hi, I hold you in high esteem, or I value you as one of my friends, or you are very dear to me, and I would like your advice on something. I'm busy doing a values exercise. Could you please give me 5 words that you think describe me? That's a nice, easy one. Just asking them for 5 words, and let's see what the answers are. So you theoretically are going to get 30 answers back, 150 words. And those 150 words are what people see you as. So, Andre, what is this you might be asking and saying, what are we actually doing? I'm firmly of the belief that values are like fruit. You know, the things that you value in your life, if you value honesty, people will see it. If you're hardworking and you value hardworking, then hardworking becomes that value that people will see in your life. So the first thing we're doing is saying, what do other people see? Now you've got 150 words. And you're very often going to find the words are similar. So when you find the words are similar, pack them together. If you see beautiful, pretty, and gorgeous, then it basically means the same thing. Put them in a little group. And then tell me, what are the 5 words that people say that you are like the most? And that's when the fun begins. Because all of a sudden, you're going to be surprised at how people see you. For me, it was actually a pleasant surprise. And I think for most of you, it's going to be a pleasant surprise because people are generally nice and they try to find those good things within you. If, however, you find that a lot of the values and the words that people use to describe you are completely opposite to what you think, then possibly we may need to look back at your value system and say, what do I really, really, really value and what's important to me? The second thing you need to do is you need to identify your own values. Before those answers come back, go have a look. Who am I? What can I actually do that makes a difference? Now, it's not as easy as it looks initially. And I'm tired of people using cliches. You know, you're writing the words down like, you know, honesty, integrity, loyalty and stuff like that. That's not necessarily the values that you have. So what I'd like to suggest, which has helped me enormously, is go to the internet and ask for something like a list of 50 of the most common values. And you'll come up with a list of words. And if it's not enough, you ask for 100 words. What I'd like you to do is I then want you to circle the words that you think are most like you and see if you can get it down to a top five. What happens when we compare that top five with the words that other people are using to say what they think you're like? I think we're coming down to a little element of what your values are. And once you know what your values are, it's usually quite clear for me to see, and for it'll be for you as well, to be able to see what your purpose really, really is. To identify your core values, I think it's the first step. It's like building the legs on the table. You can't do any of this without actually looking and understanding your values. The one thing I want to say to you, just to encourage you about purpose, purpose is not a stick. Purpose is not there to beat you. Purpose is for you there to follow your purpose for other people. And that's one of the keys to purpose. Purpose is very rarely about yourself. Purpose almost always is about other things. So in 7 minutes, I've tried to do something that I normally explain in 3 or 4 hours. But what I'd like you to do this week is to see if you can find out what are those values that really, really are important to you. And let's see if we can find the purpose in your life. This is the Big Positive Guy telling you that I've loved you lots and it's been a pleasure speaking to you today. I'm looking forward to speaking to you next week. This is Big Positive Guy signing off and wishing you a week filled with passion, purpose, and a lot of positivity. Until next time, stay positive and follow your heart.
The Big Positive Guy on CCFM 107.5. 107.5.